Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways again on tonight, bringing you the divine word of truth. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle, and I hope all continually to be well with you and yours. I am so delighted to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, and then be able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank those of you that so kindly tune in tonight, all your faithful listeners. And you know God has engraved a blessing with your name on it. He knows your name, and he knows where you live. So he won't have any problem getting your blessing delivered to your doorpost or your rooftop. Hallelujah. And I just thank you once again so kindly for tuning in on tonight. Hallelujah. And so I want to take our time right now and acknowledge those of you that has lost a loved one on last evening or today, this morning, this afternoon, hours ago. I want to send out condolences to you, you and you, and I just hope God to just hold you in his loving arms as only he can do, and restore joy where there is sadness at this time, and bring restoration unto your soul. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go now into our opening prayer. I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and acknowledge Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our soon coming Messiah. We want to just give him reference on this evening, and every time that we come across these airways, we want to acknowledge Jesus Christ, because he is the reason for us being in existence here tonight. Hallelujah. So I'm just asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer and acknowledging our Lord and Savior on tonight. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. We know that you have prepared, lying in wait, a mansion that you had created, and you are the architect, God. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this very land. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus, mighty, marvelous name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I will be with you tonight 45 minutes, and 5 minutes has already begun, but I'm just gonna let go and let God. Hallelujah. God is the moving shaker of this podium here tonight. And so I just want you to get your good seat and get your cushion to position your posture, get your something cool to sip on, and just sit and just take your Bible. You can open your Bible and read along as I give the scriptures and the key scriptures on tonight. And you can read along. But I just want you to just get comfortable and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of God as I know it to be. Hallelujah. And on tonight, I am due to have a special guest on tonight, Bishop Shirlene Cooks, on tonight. I hope and pray that she got my message, and so she is due on here later in the program. And so, but right now, we're going to go right now on into our scheduled program. Hallelujah. And so, our sermon on tonight, hallelujah, entitled, Holy Spirit, Do You Got It? Hallelujah. We know that we cannot live without it. We cannot have a successful spiritual prayer life, spiritual walk with God, without the Holy Spirit. You cannot cast out not one demon without the Holy Spirit. It just won't work. You have to have it. And I know in this day and time, you know, they are not teaching that anymore. You know, we've just gotten in advance, and so we just walk right on over that. But you have to have it. And this is not something that I made up, but this is out of the mouth of God. You have to have it. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go to our first key scripture. And it reads like this. It says, the Lord is with me as a mighty awesome one. That scripture reading is found in the Lord Jeremiah 20 and 11. Hallelujah. And if you can just picture the temple, waters flow from the temple, first narrowly, but gradually widening and lengthening. And I'm told as the waters proceeded from the temple, everything in their past lived, grows, grain, vibrancy, and everything outside of the water's path is dead or dying, lifeless, and lackluster. And such is the contrast between a life that is founded, grounded, rooted, and sustained in God. A life that is grounded in the lust of the flesh and the desires of this world. We know that the world tries to minimize the importance of God's church to his people. But he's still alive. And we know that this text will provide us with an overwhelming image of him. We know that there is life in Jesus. There is health. There is vibrancy. There is growth and strength when God is the source of our lives. When the Lord is in the center of our existence. And Jesus said that he that believeth on me, out of his mouth shall flow rivers of living water. That scripture reading found in the law of John 7 and 38. We know that this refers not to the water, but to the Holy Spirit, who when turned loose in our lives, it strengthens us. It allows us to grow. And it gives us vibrancy. As we allow the Holy Spirit to proceed from God and go stronger and deeper and wider and more pervasive, we know that our spiritual and physical person takes on a new tongue and abundant life. And it is only as we allow the Holy Spirit to flow in our thoughts, in our emotions, in our wills, in our desires, in our dispositions, in our actions, in our activities, that spiritual transformation takes place. When people can look at us in the midst of tribulations and say, I think I see the Son of God. Then like Enoch, we can look forward simply to passing from this life to the next. Then our captives can look in the fiery furnace and see us walk in confidence as we are accompanied by the fourth man. Hallelujah. And this should be our daily prayer to God. That God, I want waters to flow deeply and widely, expansively throughout this being of mine. I want the rivers of the Holy Spirit to flow and guide me, that I become a remote temple from which a branch of God's river can flow. And I pray that God will let the waters flow in me. Hallelujah. As I pray, you will ask God to let his waters flow in you as well. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And we're going to read now in our second key scriptures for tonight. And it reads like this. It says that Peter said to him, your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. We out in this day and time and era in which we live. People feel like that they can pay their way into heaven. Just like they can buy homes and cars and clothes and jewelry. They feel like that they can buy their way into heaven. But I come to encourage your heart and serve your notice on tonight that money will not get you into heaven. It is the deeds that have been done in this old earthly body. And deeds meaning work, meaning saying that has been done in this body. And do you know that when you stand before that great white throne of God, the Bible tells us that God is going to open the 66 books. And the 66 books is that holy Bible that God calls the good news of Jesus Christ. And his beginning is Genesis. And its ending is Revelation. And the Bible tells us that there will be another book that shall be opened. And that, my friend, my sister, and my brother, is the book of life. Hallelujah. And so, if you want the Holy Spirit to abide and live and take up housekeeping in that heart of yours, then you're going to have to live right. You're going to have to walk right. You're going to have to talk right. You can't swear. You can't lie. Test the lie. You can't play with God. You cannot play church. Play church on Sunday morning, living like the devil Monday through Saturday. Hallelujah. But you're going to have to live a Holy Spirit lifestyle. Monday through Sunday, 365 days, sometimes 366 days out of a year. You're going to have to live holy. You might say, why, Overseer, why? The reason that you're going to have to live holy is because you're going to be graded just like on the universities. You go to college. You was graded on your assignments, on your tests. Each assignment that the professor placed before you or your instructor presented unto you. Then when you did your work, you turned it in to your professor. Then he or she graded it. You either got a passing grade or you got a failing grade. That's the same way it is with this lifestyle that you and I lead on planet Earth. You're going to have to live the life that you sing about, that you talk about. You're going to have to live it right here on planet Earth. Before this world, before men and women, before boys and girls, before your children's children, you're going to have to live holy. You're going to have to let your light so shine that men can see your good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. This ain't no game. You got to be holy, and you can't get mad when people tell you that you got to live holy. This is God's work. This is God's work. And if you're mad, then you don't have a problem with me. The problem is not with me, my friend, but the problem is with God. So I would suggest you to go in your secret closet and you have a talk with God, because these are his words. And I'm his mimic, and I'm only carrying out his doctrine. I'm only carrying out his commandments. I'm only carrying out his instructions for me to do as well. I'm not going to tell you to live holy and I'm living like the devil. I'm not going to tell you to live holy if I'm swearing and lying and cheating and stealing. I'm not going to tell you to live holy if I'm holing and going on. And I'm fornicating. I'm just putting it out there, honey. This is maybe X-rated tonight. But I'm giving it to you as God giving it unto me. So if you're going to live holy, you're going to have to live like God said live. If you're going to live like you want to live, then you're living contrary to God's word and to God's will and to God's way. And on that great day, you're going to have to stand and give account of the deeds that have been done in your life. There will be, like I said on a couple of sermons ago, there will be no excuse, because God has given us all the time right here and right now. This very moment, this very second, this very minute, this very hour, this very day. Because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So I would not put off tomorrow, the next hour, the next minute, the next second, the next moment in which I could do right now. And that is getting this mortal soul right with God. And not only right with God, but in line with God's word and God's doctrine. You cannot live holy and you got all your bosom out. You cannot live holy and you got all of your undergarments out. All of your goods that's supposed to be covered up, you got them on display. That is not living holy, honey. That's living like a whoremonger. That's living like the world. And God said, when you come over into holiness and you get the Holy Spirit, because we're talking about the Holy Spirit. That's our sermon tonight. Do you got it? The Holy Spirit. And I tell you, living for God is tight, but guess what? It's right. And it will set you free. And when you get the Holy Spirit deep down in you, you will know that it's a change in you. Because you know that the old man that was in you has busted a move. And that old man is Satan himself, Lucifer, that made you go out and you danced all night long. You went to the casino and gambled all your money away. That was the enemy. That was Lucifer right there. When you went to Mr. Jones' house and you laid down and had an affair with Mr. Jones, who was a married man, that was satanic forces right there. And Miss Jones, you went to Mr. Brown's house and had an affair with him. And that wasn't right. But see, that's when you was in the world. When we was in the world, we did worldly things. We swore. We lied. And we did a whole lot of things that was not like God, because we were sinners. But when you come into the newness of God, you put away those things that you once did. All of those things that you did when you was in the world. One songwriter said, there's a great change that has come over you and I. The things that we used to do, we don't have a desire to do those things anymore. the salon and the Jew joints, clubs that we used to go to. We don't know those places anymore. You might say, wow, see what? Because the Holy Spirit is embedded down in this heart of mine, in this heart of yours. And God is residing there. Just like you reside at your address, God is residing in that heart of yours, that spiritual heart. And God will not, cannot yield at an unclean temple. So if you've done any of those things, you are deceiving others, and you are deceiving yourself. And you again are train headed for derailment. You are giving them a train ticket to hell, is what you're doing. Because you are not living what you're preaching. Hallelujah. And so I may be stepping on some toes tonight, but if I'm stepping on some toes, then so be it. I come to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we're talking about Holy Spirit. And so we're going to keep on moving because we know that time is of an essence. And I'd just like to share with you this story. And there was an officer in the city of St. Louis. And he had an easy arrest one night. And it occurred at the back door of the police station. There was a drunk driver that had pulled his car to the booking window. And he thought that he was at the restaurant Burger King. And after attending to his order at what he thought was a drive-up window, the surprised driver, I was told, was arrested. And the booking officer charged him with drunk driving. And we know that there's a man named Simon. Also, he got the surprise of his life. And according to the book of Acts 8, he was a former sorcerer in Samaria. Before becoming a follower of Christ, his surprise came when he walked up to the apostles and offered them money. He wanted them to give him the power to lay hands on people and to impart to them the Holy Spirit. The apostle Peter emphatically refused and accused him of being under the influence of something worse than alcohol. Peter wasn't overreacting. I'm here to tell you, it's a dangerous to think that the power of the Holy Spirit is like a product that can be bought and sold. The Spirit's works is a gift of God that is freely given on the basis of faith and faith alone. He has given us his Holy Spirit to accomplish his purpose and not our purpose. We know that the Spirit cannot be bought or bargained with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Holy Spirit. We don't need more of the Spirit, but the Spirit needs more of us. Hallelujah. And we also know that the prophet Jeremiah had the difficult job of proclaiming God's message to the Israelite. This required him to endure physical abuse, verbal attacks, imprisonment, and even isolation. But although Jeremiah struggled with the deep discouragement, he had a helper through all of this trouble. Because you know God promised you and I that he would never leave you and I. And just like he promised you and I, he promised Jeremiah, I am with you to deliver you. That scripture reading is found in the law of Jeremiah 1 and 19. We know that God did not desert Jeremiah, and neither will he desert you and I. We have his continued aid through this power of the Spirit who lives inside of every believer. We know that in the law of John 14 and 16 through 17, the helper gives us hope. In Romans 15 and 13, stir us towards spiritual truth. Then we can go to John 16 and 13 and pour out God's love in our heart. Romans 5 and 5, we can trust that God faithfully helps us as we endure hardship. And the word of God said, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You can't be no wimp living for God, because you're going to be ridiculed on this journey. You're going to be talked about on this journey. You're going to be mocked on this journey, on this spiritual journey. You're going to go through trials and tribulations. You're going to even go through death. We can say with, like Jeremiah said, the Lord is with me as a mighty awesome one. Hallelujah. We know that you, God, has been our help forever, and you are our hope now and into eternity. And we thank you that you will never desert us. You will be faithful. And we also know that our greatest hope here below is help from God above. Hallelujah. And our servant on again is the Holy Spirit. Do you got it? Holy Spirit, do you got it? You must have it in order to live a victorious lifestyle. Acceptable. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Holy unto Almighty God. God is a spirit. That's what God is. God is a holy deity. He is a holy spirit. If you didn't know who God is, now you know. God is a holy spirit. And he said that those who worship me must worship me in spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, and in truth. T-R-U-T-H. Truth. Not half-stepping. Not with one feet straddling the fence. Not you want to go to the bars, you want to go to the casinos, and you want to dip and dabble in the world. Live like the world. Look like the world. And then say you're a child of God. I beg to differ, because there's a change that come over one that have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to impact your spirit, to infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, we want the old ship of Zion to go in down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And so, until we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And we will allow these selections to empower you. And at the conclusion of these selections, we will bring our program to its end. May God richly bless you, and I hope that God bless you, and these songs bless you as well. Listen up, if you will. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bishop Sherlene Cooks was not able to come on the program on tonight, but we'll invite her on, hopefully, the next broadcast. May God bless you.